time.
All forces halt,
her presence called to the Abaddon in commandment.
Secure the remaining population of the planet. Allow the enemy to withdraw.
In commandment, the Abaddon halted their assault. Multicolored portals swirled in front of the blocky spacecraft, which vanished one by one into the void, soon followed by their Vroshir guardians. Only a handful of millions were left on the planet, but at least it was whole. She had protected as much of the iteration as she could. Now it was time to focus on Jester. With a brief effort of will, Cyril passed through the way and into the iteration. The instant she manifested in reality, the Silver Lords cut off their attack and retreated. They stepped through portals of their own, several of them looking toward her and touching their silver crowns in mocking salute. They knew better than to fight a judge directly, but that meant only that they were cautious, not afraid. She couldn't hunt them down, and they knew it. If she chased them too far, eventually they'd overwhelm her with numbers. A saying passed down among judges: there are always more Silver Lords. She felt that external surge of relief and elation crash over her again as the Abaddon in the world celebrated her arrival. Cyril only wished she felt the same. From their perspective, she had just won two great victories, but she knew better. In her head, a distress call from a far-off world went silent. There was no longer anyone left to cry out. She hadn't won anything. She had only delayed defeat. Chapter 1. Mercy sat at her brother's bedside, carefully peeling a fruit. She offered him a slice with trembling fingers.
"Pride," she said softly. "Would you like this? Only if you feel up to it, okay? Don't strain yourself."
Pride snatched the rest of the fruit from her hand, leaving her holding only the slice. He bit into its flesh with an audible crunch. He was trying to prove how strong he was, and that effort touched her. She almost teared up again, thinking of the suffering he'd been through when she failed to protect him. Juice dribbled down his chin, and she reached out with a napkin. He slapped her hand away. "What are you doing?" She spoke in a quiet, soothing tone.
"You don't have to prove yourself to me. It's okay. You can relax."
"That's enough. Get out of the way." He tossed the fruit aside and slid out of the bed.
"No, Aunt Charity said you have to rest."
She wrestled him down, and initially she overpowered him, until four enforcer techniques flowed through him, and then he broke her grip, seized her by the shoulders, and shoved her back down into her chair. Now that he stood over her for once, he glared down. "How injured do I look to you?" Not at all, she had to admit. Her brother was a compact and heavily muscled man, which fit his book with its many enforcer techniques. He looked healthy as ever, ready to wrestle a bear, and his purple eyes had a sharp gleam. He wasn't injured anymore, and she knew that. In fact, as she understood it, Charity had restored him to the point that he had never been hurt in the first place.
"She still told you to rest,"
Mercy insisted, and it sounded like a plea. "Not to strain myself," Pride corrected. "Straining myself is fighting two overlords at once." His voice caught on that sentence, darker emotion bleeding through, but he continued as though he didn't notice. "I don't need someone spoon-feeding me." Mercy hung her head. She knew all that. She just didn't know what else she could do for him. Charity had emphasized that, while his physical and spiritual wounds were gone, the mental and emotional consequences were difficult to determine. Coming from the Sage of the Silver Heart, that warning had sounded dire indeed. More than just a shadow on his heart, this experience could impact his willpower and slow his future advancement, and it was all Mercy's fault. She had apologized over and over until Pride had hit her on the head to stop her from talking. Now, she only wanted to help her little brother. She just didn't know how. Shakily, she offered him the one remaining wedge of fruit. He sighed before taking it. A shadow passing over the room was all the warning they had before Uncle Fury popped into existence between them, screaming loudly enough to hurt their ears. Mercy was on her feet, readying Sue with an arrow of